The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
A very good afternoon, Rolene.
Good afternoon. It's hump day, so let's see what is giving me the hump today.
Okay, so the UNHRC, I know what that stands for, but I think you're going to have to explain, just in case anyone doesn't know what that acronym is, released their report for their commission of inquiry, which blames Israel for perpetuating conflict with the Palestinians. So this is not new from the UNHRC. What does the report say? But firstly, tell us what that stands for, Rolene.
Okay, so the reason that it is hump day today, because any mention of the United Nations Human Rights Council is guaranteed to give not just me the hump, but I think our listeners as well. So for a couple of months, or at least since last year, we've been speaking about the Commission of Inquiry that has been formed by the UN Human Rights Council. Now, the UN Human Rights Council, which has had such illustrious regimes like Cuba, Venezuela, Russia sit on their council, commissioned last year a permanent inquiry into Israel and the Palestinians. This is an inquiry that has become a permanent agenda item. One of the three commissioners is a South African, Navi Pillay. Navi Pillay is on the record of as being anti-Israel. In fact, she has signed petitions saying that Israel is an apartheid state. There have been numerous petitions or counter petitions to have her removed because she has such extreme bias. And along with the two other commissioners who also have displayed anti-Israel bias, we have this commission of inquiry. So no great surprise that they have found Israel responsible for all the underlying root causes and the systematic discrimination of oppression. And basically, Israel is to blame, and solely Israel, for the conflict between us and our Palestinian neighbors. Now, nowhere in the report, and there has been evidence submitted by organizations like NGO Monitor, like UN Watch, and various others that monitor not only the United Nations, but also monitor the situation on the ground here, including submitting thousands of testimony, the names of Israeli civilians and foreigners killed through various acts of terror, the evidence of incitement. All of that was ignored by the UNHRC. They have barely mentioned terrorism perpetuated by Hamas and various other terror groups. In fact, you might find a paragraph buried somewhere in the 18-page Commission of Inquiry. So it is yet another attempt by the UN to delegitimize the state of Israel. In fact, I'm going to read to you from the think tank, the Jerusalem Center for Policy. They have said the UN and its top human rights body, the UN Human Rights Council, is now engaged in an active campaign to destroy the state of Israel by way of lethal politics. The tool is a commission of inquiry, and its opening salvo: the Jewish state is a racist state, and discrimination by Jews of non-Jews is a driver and the root cause of the Israeli-Palestinian-Arab conflict. They have completely revised history, completely ignored how the state of Israel was founded, subsequent wars, subsequent intifadas, and waves of terror, and instead released this sham of a report.
Israel responded to this ruling.
Israel has responded to this. No sooner had it been announced that this report was released, we heard from our Ministry of Foreign Affairs, calling it a witch hunt, and that it is nothing more than a waste of money and effort of the United Nations systems, part and parcel of a witch hunt. They called it a biased and one-sided report tainted with hatred, and the report disregards years of murderous terrorism by Palestinian terrorist organizations, as well as the long-standing obstinacy and vicious and anti-Semitic incitement carried out by the Palestinian Authority and its network. They also accused the Commission of Inquiry of ignoring the real reasons that Israel has had to defend its citizens against murderous terrorist organizations that are committing a double war crime. I'm quoting now directly from the statement: firing at Israeli civilians from within civilian infrastructure or areas in the Gaza Strip. And also takes aim at commission members who claim to be objective but were only appointed to their roles because of their public and well-known anti-Israel stances in direct opposition to the rules set out by the United Nations. That is the official statement coming in from our Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
So that's how Israel's responded. And the US, I mean, what's come out from the US?
Well, Ned Price, who is the spokesperson of the U.S. Department of State, said that they vehemently oppose it, that the United Nations Human Rights Council have displayed their extreme bias. They basically call it anti-peace. And they've said Israel is the only country subject to a standing agenda item at the Human Rights Council and receives disproportionate focus compared to human rights situations elsewhere in the world. The United States remains deeply committed to helping achieving peace. And basically this report, it does not advance this goal. And they say that they remind the UN Human Rights Council that they disengaged and then re-engaged to help combat this kind of disproportionate singling out and bias of Israel, and that they intend to follow through with their promise of reforming the council.
And given that Venezuela and other countries with dubious human rights records sit on the UN, the Human Rights Council, does this agency carry any weight?
Well, unfortunately, it does. You know, we saw incidents of it this morning when Howard Feldman engaged with BDS, and the first thing they did was quote this kind of report, because to many people, the United Nations still has some kind of gravitas. It still carries weight with its opinions and its findings. However, amongst Israelis and Jews and many organizations globally, the United States, it's losing its ability to be seen as an organization that is committed to human rights, because it gives a free pass to totalitarian regimes like Iran, like Syria, who incidentally are mentioned in the next story. But and you have Venezuela sitting on the council now. So do they hold weight? Many of the opinion that they don't. But sadly, unfortunately, in the court of public opinion, they do.
And Austin Gibbs has sort of just sent me a message. Austin, I'm about to pose the question to Rolene, so we're thinking alike. And so, Rolene, Israel's ambassador Gilad Erdan has been elected as vice president of the UN General Assembly. So he's actually been appointed. What does this actually mean?
Well, this is quite an important move because, okay, he's not the only vice president, but this means that he will be able to at least have a platform to present Israel's narrative, to present Israel's side of the story. And he says, you know, this is an opportunity for him not only to chair General Assembly meetings, but also participate in setting the agenda for General Assembly deliberations. Now, Iran and Syria, of course, voiced their objections, no great surprises there, given that the Ayatollah al-Khamenei tweeted something out today that too vile to mention, we would expect an objection. However, this wasn't put to the vote. So this is important because it sends a message to Israel's detractors that Israel is still very much part of the international community. We won't be isolated. In fact, in the opposite, we will be participating and holding rank within these important councils.
Yes. Unfortunately, Rolene, we're going to have to cut the story there. We do need to head to news, but really interesting. And Rolene Marks, our Israeli correspondent with the Israel News or Israel Report. Good evening.